All right, we almost made it through the chapter, whatever this is. Is this five? Just a couple more slides left. I just want to make a couple more points. In slide 9, what we see by this line is that there is a relationship between delta G naught prime and K prime. Well, K or KEQ prime, I should say. KEQ, remember, is the equilibrium constant. Delta G is the change in free energy. I just wanted to explain the superscripts. There's two different superscripts here. The zero, or the naught, it refers to standard conditions. So standard temperature, standard pressure, and a molar concentration of one molar for all the species. That's the standard conditions. The reason that's important is because even though delta G doesn't matter as to the pathway you take to get from the beginning to the end, it does matter what the conditions are. So there are different values of delta G for any given reaction under different conditions. All right. So when we looked at the glucose hydrolysis, if you combust glucose, just burn it completely so that CO2 and water is the only thing remaining, you'll release exactly as much energy as if you do it like we do in our cells, stepwise, many steps. That's what I mean by the path not mattering. If you have the same starting and ending points, you liberate the same amount of heat, or you require the same amount of heat if it's a non-spontaneous reaction. But the conditions matter, so the delta G depends on the actual conditions. And so the naught notation just means STP and one molar for everything. In biochemistry, that's usually not appropriate because that's not the conditions within a cell. So we also have the prime notation, the apostrophe, which denotes a pH of 7 rather than a pH of 1. Okay, because a pH of 1 would be corresponding to standard conditions. Well, that never happens in a cell. So biochemists devised the prime notation. Anyway, it's not so much that I want you to memorize this relationship between delta G and K naught, K prime, but notice that a delta G of 0, which corresponds to equilibrium, corresponds to a KEQ prime of 1. And the final slide kind of explains this in words. If you have a negative delta G naught prime, that means your KEQ prime is going to be greater than 1. Well, that means products predominate over reactants at equilibrium. That means this thing is going to go naturally to the right, okay? Which is why we say that a reaction that has a negative delta G is spontaneous. It's going to go automatically to the right. Just the opposite for delta G greater than, greater than 0, a K prime EQ less than 1. If it's 0, if delta G is 0, that means it's already at equilibrium. It's not going to go in either direction. So the bottom is really just the same thing, only using biochemical conditions rather than standard conditions. That's why it doesn't have the naught superscript. So that wraps up that chapter.